This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are down in Colorado. The latest numbers count just over 1,000 people in the hospital, the lowest in 2 months, but doctors fear the quickly spreading Omicron variant could drive up case numbers again. The state has new air pollution rules. Air regulators will require more frequent inspections of oil and gas wells. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Air Quality Control Commission approved the new rules on Friday. They're meant to cut down on methane, a potent climate warming gas, and local ozone pollution. They're broken into two main parts. One requires companies to check for leaks more often, usually by filming oil and gas sites with high-tech cameras. A more controversial rule is a new intensity standard that sets pollution limits on the amount of oil and gas produced. It's the first such rule in the nation. Industry groups say it offers crucial flexibility, but environmentalists worry it won't reduce overall oil and gas production or the industry's actual contribution to climate change. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The cleanup continues in southern Colorado after last week's windstorm. Officials in Pueblo are behind a citywide effort to clean up neighborhoods that were overwhelmed by what they're calling a tumbleweed invasion. The project could last several days. There's a new member of the University of Colorado Board of Regents. Governor Polis has appointed businessman Ken Montera to fill a vacant seat on the board. At a press conference Monday announcing his appointment, Montera said the education he got at CU shaped his 30-year business career.
Probably as powerful as the classroom was outside of the classroom. The people that I met, the diversity of thought, the impact that they had in the way I thought, it was extremely significant in how I think today.
Montera replaces Chance Hill, who resigned from the board last month. It's the first day of winter, and along with the solstice, another astronomical event may shine faintly in Colorado skies pretty soon. Comet Leonard will be closest to the sun in early January. It may appear in the southwestern sky for the first week of the new year. And for this first day of winter, it's mostly sunny across the state. This is CPR News.